sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is the version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, on the fourth Sunday of Easter, April 21st, 2024, entitled Power of Resurrection. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web. Or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, Google, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd.
I know my own, and my own know me. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The scripture during the season of Easter is both exciting and challenging at the same time. Preaching on the Sundays through the Easter season is always interesting. The accounts of Jesus' appearances after the resurrection have some curious things in common. Seldom does it seem he is recognized right away. He is flesh and bone, but enters rooms with locked doors and instantly disappears without a trace. Much of the time, Jesus makes his presence known at mealtime and is revealed in the breaking of the bread. Theologically and spiritually, it's all very intriguing, to say the least, and it should bring us to realize that resurrection is something far deeper, substantial, and significant than resuscitation, which is what too many of us hear when we listen to the eyewitness accounts of Jesus raised from the dead. It's not just that the bodily Jesus came back to life. It was resurrection. All 3 years in the lectionary have us read from the 10th chapter of the Gospel of John on the fourth Sunday of Easter. It offers up the image of the Good Shepherd. Today is also labeled in several denominations, including our own, as Vocations Sunday, a day when prayers are requested for those in discernment leading to calls to ordained or ordered ministry. Preaching challenges abound during the season of Easter, and today is no exception. The image of the Good Shepherd is a solid and useful one as we try to sort out the identity of Jesus and the role he needs to play in our Christian lives. The danger that at least some of the commentators and preachers I read this week point out is the long tradition in the Christian church and the tendency for preachers to see and to think of themselves as shepherds, pastors. The word pastor or pastoral has strong and ancient connections to agriculture, and especially the grazing lands of cattle and sheep. We seldom hear a shepherd called a pastor. But that's exactly what they are. On the other hand, clergy, referred to as pastors, are assumed to have oversight of the flock. And a flock is composed of sheep. So it's not uncommon for the clergy to understand themselves as shepherds of their flocks. And others often understand them that way too. A couple of weeks ago, well, maybe more than a couple, but a few weeks ago, when I was dressed in purple, in a purple cope, during Lent, one who is younger among us asked her mother if she too had seen the king. "Look, Mommy, the king is here." And when dressed in the usual white outfit, I've also been referred to as Jesus. Just so you know. "Look, Mommy, there goes Jesus." Well, rest assured, I am no king, and I'm certainly not Jesus. While I stand up in front sometimes, and may even dress like them from time to time, that's about the full extent of the similarities. So the image of shepherd can be useful, but also dangerous if pushed too far, like any other image. And when we do that, it loses some of its usefulness. Those who offer leadership are not gods, and sheep are seldom known for their intelligence. They follow the shepherd, who rightly enough loves them, protects them, and leads them where they need to go. But it's become more and more of a question whether that's the most effective way to describe the relationships of ministry and the church. And perhaps the reading from the Acts of the Apostles today almost serves as a corrective to that difficulty. It seems Peter had just pronounced healing for a man at the temple gate, unable to walk. Eyewitnesses to the event were amazed, and Peter and John find themselves suddenly prisoners before the authorities. The rulers and elders and scribes that we heard about back in the Gospels are back. Actually, they never left. And Peter is interrogated concerning the healing. "By what power or by what name did you do this?" they ask him. And Peter rises to the opportunity to preach and to witness, being clear that the power is in the name of Jesus. That the power by which the man who was healed, was in the name of Jesus. "This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders," he says. "It has become the cornerstone." Now, that's Peter. Remember Peter, the one who had denied Jesus not once, but three times before dawn of Good Friday? The one who probably had as much to do with Jesus' death as anybody, or at least when the chips were down, didn't stand against the forces. Even though Peter failed in his witness to Jesus, now something was different. And what was different? He stands fearlessly before the rulers and the elders and the scribes and gives a testimony, a sermon, one found worthy to be recorded in Acts 4. That may be the greatest miracle of Easter. Right there. That ordinary, fallible, once weak, timid, and human and sinful human beings, now with the resurrection behind them, speak with power and authority against the destructive powers of the world. That you and I in our weakness can actually speak a powerful witness to Christ, well, that's a miracle. That's resurrection. That we are given the will to pray the Lord's Prayer like we mean it. Thy kingdom come. On earth as it is in heaven. And again, this year, at the call of the Archbishop of Canterbury, we'll recognize 12 days of prayer beginning again on Ascension Day. Thy kingdom come is the message that needs preaching. It's our baptism. Not what we wear that makes us priests and kings whose mission in the world is to follow the Good Shepherd, to share in his eternal priesthood, and to speak of him with boldness, confidence, and power. Maybe our church will provide witness as God expects, when those who once thought of themselves as sheep become shepherds themselves. Baptism commissions us to the mission of shepherd-like love, entrusting all of God's people with the power of the gospel truth of resurrection.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit christchurchcathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@christchurchcathedral.com or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.